We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer.
Hey, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about how to be the creator of a better experience for your life. And today, Therese is going to start by sharing a common experience that we probably all can relate to. And we're going to give our spiritual perspective on that experience. So welcome
to Enthusiastically Spiritual. Okay, so yes.
Therese, what happened this morning?
Well, I was just going to share about that. But first, I wanted to say that we're all about making the unseen parts of yourself practical. Okay, you know, there's a lot of people out there sharing a lot of things, but how to live day to day and make all this practical, especially with the spiritual unseen parts of us. So, you know, I've been rocking the body and the mind for decades, right? Like all of us, especially that mind part. But this spiritual part, the unseen part, is something that's challenging. So Tom and I have all these experiences every day. So we really wanted to take this moment and this episode and share a little bit about what happened this morning and how I was able to shift the energy for myself and also for the situation. So this is, I think, a really good one because this happens to people all the time.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what happened, everybody. So I walk into the kitchen in the morning time, I make breakfast and then Tom cleans up. That's how we roll. I cook, he cleans. That's a good thing. And he puts things in different places, which is fine. Totally cool. But there's a couple places that I've asked him a couple times to put things in different places. And like one place he puts his coffee filter right next to the water filter on the counter and it's wet. And he leaves it there. And so that really kind of bothers me. And the other thing I've asked him to do many times, he takes our water bottles, the tops of them, and he won't put them together. He leaves one here, leaves one over there. And that drives me crazy. So this morning I walked into the kitchen. I was like, okay, how to get Tom to, for one thing, how to not be pissed off about this, because I've talked to Tom how many times. We've been together for 7 years. I mean, not that many times, but yes, a lot of times. And how to, you know, and I was starting to get a little revved up, right? And I'm like, wait a minute. How I need to work with this situation is I need to work with Tom in a way that I want the outcome to be relaxed, a relaxed, you know, atmosphere, and be positive for myself and for Tom. So what I said to Tom when he came in the room was, want to share what I said
to
you, Tom?
Did you tune into your guidance for solutions? Or?
You know, I did actually. I tuned into my feelings and I was getting stirred up. Okay. I'm like, oh damn, I'm getting stirred up about this.
So you're getting emotional.
I was getting emotional, which means I'm out of my true feelings, which is that kind, loving, enthusiastic, relaxed part of me. Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, I tuned into what was I feeling? I'm like, oh, and I don't want to feel this way. And I don't want to have Tom feel this way. That's my second thing I thought about as I tuned into spirit and also get an example or a suggestion of how can I change this situation so it's more supportive for myself and for Tom.
Yeah. And I imagine many of us have felt that way at different times. It's somehow, you know, something we're asking for hasn't been delivered, you know, whether it's within our family or on the job, that kind of thing. And, you know, it's all about how do we communicate it and what energy are we working with? So, I'll share what Therese opened up with. You know, she was very appreciative. In fact, she said she loved how I emptied the dishwasher. And
this is practical, people.
Yeah. And every morning, you know, and that I clean up the dishes and that kind of thing. And then she offered a couple of insights as to how she'd like something a little different. And she talked to me about the coffee holder. And honestly, for the first time, she made it clear why she wanted something a certain way. She wanted the thing on top, and that made sense to me. And of course, it's a detail that I wasn't that concerned with, but you know, it's important to her. And then there was another issue where she, with the water jugs kind of a thing, or the water bottles.
Yeah, water bottles.
And there's a reason that I wouldn't put the caps on, because everything's wet from the dishwasher and I kind of like it to air dry. But we do have this issue where, you know, she's got to hunt for the caps, and I do see that they can get kind of like, where is that thing? So she was again in a very clear mode. And when she shared it with me, I was like, yeah, well, of course I'd like to do that for her. I had no problem with it. And then she, after that, then she told me again how much she appreciated the fact that she could chat with me about that. And it worked really well. And so from my perspective, what I noticed this morning is I said, wow, you know, I read about that once in One Minute Manager. You're supposed to, when you counsel an employee or somebody you're working with, it, you open with a compliment, then you tell them what they'd like, what you'd like to, them to do differently, and then you close on a compliment. And one of the reasons is psychologically, we feel that, you know, we didn't do this right. You know, it hits harder than the compliment, and for some reason. And so I remember that one thing from the One Minute Manager. But as Teresa went through this this morning, I thought to myself, you know, the One Minute Manager, or that idea, that concept, you know, that could be kind of manipulative. You know, go up to somebody and give them a compliment and then tell them something that you want them to do different, and then give them, you know, it can be an intellectual exercise. But it felt so good from Teresa this morning, because I felt that her energy was in a good place. She was in that loving, sharing, compassionate, patient mode. And from her perspective, and that she would like to create a better, she wants what she wants, what she desires, and there's nothing wrong with that. And of course, I'm happy to please her. I love pleasing her. You know, that's fun for me. I please her because it feels good to me. And it's not, you know, just one, you know, the other way. So it, as I was regrouping with my guidance on it, you know, they said, you know, really, it's the echo of the energy that she put out. So it struck me that that's being a creative soul. I'm putting that energy out, and then the echo of what comes back is the same energy. So I contrast that with different times where, you know, I'll say, I've been aggravated about something or another, and then the mental conversation goes on in my head, and, you know, how come she doesn't do this or he doesn't do that? And boy, they're going to have to, you know, everybody's got their own versions of the conversations that go on. And then you hit them with it. You know, I've told you 1,000 times, you know, to not do this or do this differently. And, you know, so to me, you may have told me, I know you've told me more than once, but you've never made it so clear. And I thought, so that's the key, is that communication comes from when I respect myself enough to keep my energy relaxed, calm, loving, enthusiastic. When I move from those kinds of feelings and that vibration to create in my environment what I'd like to have, whoa, that then magic happens. It's like a healing wave that comes out. It's a clarifying wave that comes out and comes back. So, boy, there's a lesson there.
Absolutely. So this is just one tip we wanted to leave you with today, because this is a way that you can enhance every relationship, every place you go to. But if it does start with you. So that's the key. It started because this morning it started with me. When I started getting a little aggro, as Tom would call it, I was like, no, I don't want to go there today. I'm going to stay in. I want a more loving feeling. And I want to, and I appreciate Tom so much. So it really came from a real heart-centered place. So moving out into the world. Now, of course, you know, there's going to be lots of times where I'll have many, many more opportunities to practice this, which I'm sure.
To master that. Yeah.
And to master this, which I'm sure you also will out there listening. But just wanted to share that. It's one way, like Tom's talking about the echo is, but it starts with you and how do you want to feel and how do you want the environment and those in your environment to interact with you?
Yeah, rather than get emotional, you know, if I'm in my emotions, which are how I've been taught to feel, oh, I'm just ignored anything I say and nobody pays it. Now, you know, you're off in trippy land and you've got confusion probably helping you with that. And, you know, we're reacting rather than responding. And then guess what? You hit the person in your environment with that emotional energy. And how do they react? Emotionally, unless they're very afraid of you. And then they'll, again, they're going to be afraid. They might not fight back, but they're going to be afraid. So you've just stimulated their fear. And is that really going to create what you want? And then, I mean, we've all had this experience. So try that, folks. Try relaxing, respect yourself and how you want to feel enough to get back to your true feelings. Take a moment, maybe bring it up at another time. Work with your guidance on the best timing and maybe to help you get back into your true feelings so that you can create the environment with others that you dream of.
Love it. Beautiful.
That's how we make
spirituality practical. Hey, that's a new tagline. I like it. So we just wanted to leave you with that today. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening into another Mini Morsel episode, and we'll be back again soon. And until then, remember that
life is too short not to be enthusiastic about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.